I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that 40 million U.S. adults ages 20 to 69 and 5.2 million children ages 6 to 19 have permanent hearing loss from exposure to loud noise. Dr. Meredith Duffy is here to talk about noise-induced hearing loss and how to prevent it from happening. Dr. Duffy is an audiologist and the clinical director of hearing rehabilitation at MUSC. Dr. Duffy, first tell us about noise-induced hearing loss.
Noise-induced hearing loss is a hearing loss from damage to our auditory system from loud sounds. The hearing loss can be temporary or permanent and be sudden or progressive. A study in 2021 said that about 500 million people in the world are at risk of noise-induced hearing loss. And in the U.S. population, about 24% of people show evidence on their hearing tests of noise-related hearing loss.
What sorts of noises have the potential to cause this kind of hearing loss?
So it is dependent on the decibel level and the length of the exposure of that sound on whether it might affect someone's hearing. Sounds over 80 or 85 decibels can cause potential hearing loss. And these could be anywhere from a loud machine and a tool like a drill to a firework, gunfire, or even loud music that's heard at a concert or through headphones or at a workout class. Even a hairdryer can cause hearing damage.
And do children and adults have the same level of risk of hearing loss from these loud noises?
No, kids are usually more vulnerable to noise effects because they have smaller ear canals, which can amplify a loud sound even more. They also have a more immature auditory system, making them more susceptible to damage. Kids born premature or at a low birth weight or receiving ototoxic medication like for cancer treatment are also at a higher risk.
And what are the symptoms of noise-induced hearing loss?
Hearing loss and tinnitus or ringing and buzzing in the ears are the main two symptoms of noise-induced hearing loss. Fullness or a clogged sensation can also be a more temporary symptom following a loud event. Loud noise can also make someone hypersensitive to moderate intensity sounds.
What can be done to help someone who may have permanent noise-induced hearing loss?
Hearing aids would be the best treatment, most likely, for a permanent hearing loss. And if your hearing worsens over time and becomes more severe or profound, a cochlear implant can be appropriate. Steroid treatment for a sudden hearing loss from noise can sometimes be beneficial and has a higher success rate if treated within a few days of the noise exposure.
Dr. Duffy, what can be done to prevent this kind of noise-induced hearing loss?
You can identify what noises are dangerously loud so that you eliminate or reduce your exposure to them. If you have to be around it, wear single or double hearing protection like earplugs and earmuffs to protect your hearing.
Dr. Duffy, thanks for this update about preventing noise-induced hearing loss.
Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.